Welcome to Faith and Family. I'm your host, Andy Bates. Glad to be with you this day. Great conversation today. Ever wondered if there are college opportunities for individuals with intellectual or developmental disabilities? We're going to talk about that today. Looking forward to talking with our friends from Bethesda Lutheran Communities and Concordia University, Wisconsin. And a special thanks to Concordia University, Wisconsin. We thank them every day, but today we get to actually talk with our friends from Concordia University, Wisconsin. Concordia University, Wisconsin serves as underwriters for Faith and Family, and so glad to get to partner with them to bring this program to our listeners so that we can talk about topics that are pertinent to faithful family life. And it's exciting to get to have the opportunity to talk with them today about a new program that I think you'll find very interesting. So hope you can stick around for the conversation. Well, joining us by phone today, the Reverend Dr. Jack Preuss from Bethesda Lutheran Communities. Good morning, Dr. Preuss.
Good morning, Andy.
Thanks so much for being our guest this morning.
My pleasure.
Also joining us by phone this morning, Dr. Michael Uden, Dean of the School of Education at Concordia University, Wisconsin. Good morning, Dr. Uden.
Good morning, Andy. It's a pleasure to be with you today.
Also joining us by phone, Dr. Wanda Rotier, Assistant Professor of Education and the Director of the Graduate Special Education Programs at Concordia University, Wisconsin. Dr. Rotier, thanks for being our guest on Faith and Family today.
Good morning. Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
I'm so excited to talk about the new opportunity, the new program that's developed as a partnership between Bethesda Lutheran Communities and Concordia University, Wisconsin. Before we get to the actual partnership, let's talk about the history of both of these organizations. Dr. Preuss, you're Executive Vice President of Mission Advancement and Religious Life at Bethesda Lutheran Communities. Tell us about the history of Bethesda Lutheran Communities.
Well, Bethesda was founded about 110 years ago to help the congregations, Lutheran congregations in southeast Wisconsin, to take care of the people, usually mostly in those days children who had a variety of diagnoses that we would today refer to as intellectual or developmental disabilities. So for 110 years, we've been enhancing lives and have been pretty singularly focused upon that population of people for more than a century.
Are there many opportunities, Dr. Preuss, are there many college education opportunities for individuals with intellectual or developmental disabilities?
Well, there are quite a few. I'm not sure exactly. Wanda may know better than I, but several hundred. Most of these, however, are in what we might call a separated or separate kind of a context. So in other words, it's a program that's on a university campus specifically for people who have disabilities, or maybe a separate institution. There are a few of those. But what we're proposing, our project, I think, is unique in that it's a genuine partnership between Bethesda and Concordia, and it provides opportunities for people with disabilities to actually get a real college experience. It's integrated as much as possible into the fabric and the life of the campus itself.
Dr. Uden, tell us about the history of Concordia University, a brief history of Concordia University, and especially about education programs at Concordia University, Wisconsin.
Thank you, Andy. I'd be glad to. Concordia began in 1881 in Milwaukee and was really focused on preparing young men for the ministry, and as part of that, often young men for the classroom setting as well. For the first 8 decades of its existence, Concordia operated a high school program as well as a 2-year associate degree program. In 1978, Concordia became a 4-year accredited university and certainly expanded its education operation at that point so that we could prepare candidates for the teaching ministry completely on our own. In 1982, we moved to our current location in Mequon, Wisconsin, along the shores of Lake Michigan, and have continued to grow and expand since that time. Today, Concordia has 6 distinct schools and serves over 8,000 students, but the education program, the School of Education at the undergraduate, graduate, and post-baccalaureate level is a very significant part of that fiber of the university, serving more than 2,000 students at those levels. And so we're so pleased and blessed to be part of that ministry fiber from the very beginning, and we see this new opportunity as a marvelous chance for us to extend our reach and impact in education even further.
Dr. Routier, can you tell us about the special education programs at Concordia University, Wisconsin, and your background in special education?
Yes, I'd be glad to. Well, my background is varied. I began my college career as a music major, and I taught music in public and private schools for many years, from preschool programs through college programs, high school band, high school choir. Then, after a few years, I moved into a graduate degree in special education and then a doctoral degree in administration education. And I have taught at many different levels at a lot of universities. My husband is a retired Navy officer, so we've traveled a lot. And I've been in the field since about 1985. The special ed programs here at Concordia include both undergraduate and graduate programs. We have teacher licensing programs at the undergraduate and graduate level in both cross-categorical special education and early childhood special education. So there's a license and a degree for students to work with special education students from birth through age 21. We have our graduate program online, so we welcome students both on campus and online from outside of the Mequon area.
You started off as an instructor of music, a teacher of music, and then after teaching music for a while, then changed directions just a little bit and focused on special education. What was the draw for you? Why the change in your specialization?
Well, as a Navy wife, we traveled a lot, and music teachers generally don't give up their positions very much. There were not a lot of music jobs that were open. I've always been a church musician, so mm-hmm. that has always been available. But as a music teacher, I also usually had a lot of special ed kids, because even kids who are not able to be included with the general classrooms were usually included in art and music and PE. Plus, my father has a hearing loss, a significant hearing loss, so I've kind of been around disabilities all my life, and had the opportunity through a grant program at Hampton University in Virginia to obtain a graduate degree in licensure in special ed, and I've been in the field ever since, while still continuing to be a church musician.
Do you find a connection between, you said you quite often in teaching music, you had many students, special education students in your classroom as a music teacher. Do you still use that music background in your work and in your instruction as a professor in special education?
Oh, yes, all the time. I encourage a lot of outside-the-box thinking with strategies. We use music. One of the best examples I tell my students is when I had deaf children in music class. And most of the students and most people generally don't believe that that's possible. But when I worked at Gallaudet University, which is a university in Washington, D.C. for people who have hearing loss, the loudest dorms were from the students who were deaf, with the boomboxes blaring and really loving the music because of the vibrations. So yes, I still use music. It will always be a part of what I do and who I am.
Some of us hear with our ears, some of us hear other ways, right?
Yes, definitely.
Well, it's interesting that how we have some similar backgrounds. I started off as a music education student as well, but I also studied American Sign Language and Deaf Communication during my first years as a music education major as well.
Yes, and sign language is an amazing way to express music. And students who are deaf or hard of hearing who sign, and hearing students who sign, it's a beautiful way to merge the two and to have a visual expression of what we hear in music or feel in music. So I use sign language all the time.
I think some of the most beautiful expressions of music I've seen are music with signed choirs, and it's just neat. I had an opportunity to do that and participate in one in college, and it's just you're right. It's a beautiful expression. Well, let's talk about the history of special education programs at Concordia University, Wisconsin. Has Concordia University, Wisconsin had a history of serving students with disabilities, especially with in terms of the areas of intellectual and developmental disabilities?
The university has had a learning resource center for many years that has attempted to meet the needs of incoming students and really to be a bridge from the K-12 experience they had had, but there certainly have been limitations in the ability of the university, both because of the personnel and resources in that office, and then also the demands of the collegiate program. I think not all college faculty come certainly from an education background, and so their awareness and sensitivity to meeting the needs of all learners has not always been at the forefront of their consideration. I think certainly Concordia University has made great strides in trying to equip all of its faculty with that awareness and toolbox, but that isn't always a strong asset for a collegiate faculty member. And admittedly, the type of programs that Concordia has offered traditionally haven't always been the most appropriate fit, particularly for students with developmental disabilities.
In addition, if I can jump in here, mm-hmm. The criteria for admission is usually very difficult and unattainable for most students with significant disabilities. So right from the start, many of the students that we are talking about in programs such as Bethesda College would not be able to be admitted to Concordia or any other university through traditional channels. Now, Dr. Preuss mentioned other programs, and there are many programs around the country, many of which recently are on regular campuses. The students go to these programs and take college classes, but they don't have the level of support that we're talking about, and they also have the alternate admissions criteria, so that traditionally has been the main barrier to getting a college education, is just filling out the application, taking the standardized test, getting a passing score, et cetera.
Well, let's talk about the partnership between Bethesda Lutheran Communities and Concordia University, Wisconsin. Where did this idea first begin? Where did the idea for a partnership between Bethesda and Concordia really begin? Dr. Preuss?
Yeah, I can address that. It was really originally the vision of our president, Dr. John Bauer, who became the president and CEO of Bethesda about 7 years ago, but came out of a higher education background. As Bethesda had been focusing on providing the various kinds of supports and services that it did, historically, to people who had intellectual disabilities, we began to think of ways in which we could reach out to other populations of people that we weren't serving. And with his higher ed background, he came up with the idea, which later became known as the Bethesda College. And I joined Bethesda's staff about 5 years ago, and I also came out of a higher ed background, and so I immediately saw the value of this and the possibilities of providing a real college experience for certain select folks who have intellectual disabilities, who, as Wanda said, would never be able to be admitted into a regular college program, but who dream of going to college like their siblings did or are going. And so over the years, this idea developed, and we entered into conversations with Concordia at Wisconsin, I don't know, Wanda, Mike, two years ago, I suppose, we've been talking about this. And little by little, hammering out the details, and there were a lot of details, and there still are. And we're starting next week, we're really scrambling to put this together. I think it's going to be a marvelous experience, but it's been in the works through what I have to say, just very collegial conversations for probably a couple of years.
Dr. Uden, would you like to comment on the beginnings of this, the genesis of this idea of a partnership between Concordia University, Wisconsin, and Bethesda Lutheran Communities?
I'd be glad to. I can echo what Dr. Preuss has said in terms of the timeline and the kindred spirits at the table. I know Concordia University, Wisconsin, my faculty and I had long been open to this kind of possibility, but what I think makes this particular endeavor so distinctive is the direct and real involvement of Bethesda. And I think that really sets this program apart in many ways from others that are like it throughout the country. Certainly my faculty, Wanda specifically, and others in special education have had an interest in trying to meet the needs of all students. Certainly from a mission standpoint, this connects very clearly with Concordia's mission of helping people develop in mind, body, and spirit. And then also from a programmatic standpoint, this is a wonderful way to connect our special education licensure students at the undergraduate and graduate level with direct relationships with people with individual disabilities whom they could serve. There are also wonderful connections for us as a broader university with our School of Health Professions and our School of Nursing, all of which are preparing people for vocations that would serve this distinct population. And so the benefits to us as a university cannot be overstated, but the thread of the conversation that began some 2 or 3 years ago was really a testament to the leadership of both institutions and the commitment we have as shared partners in ministry to step forward in faith and to see this come into reality.
Dr. Rotier, when you first started hearing the ideas, the possibility of a program, a partnership with Bethesda, did the gears just start turning?
Yes, that's an understatement. I had known a little bit about the post-secondary higher education programs around the country, but I really didn't know a whole lot. So Dr. Linda Hensel, the special ed department chair, and I took it upon ourselves to do some road trips and research, and we went and visited several programs in the area, probably within 2 hours of Mequon, Milwaukee. And as my son was investigating colleges over the past 2 years, I always visited their Learning Resource Center and talked with people at various campuses around the country. So I was able to do a lot of on-site, face-to-face talking with people to research these mm-hmm. programs, which really provided a good background from which to develop our unique program here at Concordia.
What will be the benefits for how will students with disabilities benefit? What are the outcomes that are anticipated for students with disabilities with the Bethesda College at Concordia University? Dr. Preuss?
Yes. In a way, going away to college has become kind of an American dream, and in a sense, in a very general sense, it will fulfill that dream that many of these students have, which has been unattainable. There were post-secondary educational opportunities, maybe on a community college campus or something, but to actually go to college, I think it will fulfill their dreams. And this is something, and you know, as we meet with them and with their parents, this is a very emotional experience for them to be able to do this. But specifically, it's a 2-year program. They'll spend 2 years on the campus. It's not accredited. They won't receive an academic degree. They'll receive certification, and they'll be trained in job skills, social skills. They'll have opportunities to gain experiences through student activities and clubs. They'll gain great social skills. We're going to be working, and this is Bethesda's part of this, very diligently and intensively with them during the time that they have with internships. They'll be prepared to take on a job and to continue to fulfill their dreams of becoming gainfully employed, of receiving the kinds of value that that everyone else does and hopes to achieve by going to college.
So the program, and we'll talk more in detail about that when we come back from our break, the program leads to a certificate and also along the way developing job skills and opening doors, hopefully, to jobs and other vocational opportunities for students once they complete the program. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. And we have a lot of work to do, but we hope to be able to provide them by with internships and to connect them, and then we'll hope to provide them with job placement opportunities when they complete the program as well. So it's, you know, you ask people in general, why do you go to college? And there's just a whole variety of things. Some people go to find themselves or to spend some important years growing, to learn about the world, but also to prepare themselves for a career.
We're talking about the Bethesda College of Applied Learning at Concordia University, Wisconsin, and we'll continue the conversation when we come back. We need to take a quick break, and we'll continue talking with our friends from Concordia University, Wisconsin, and Bethesda Lutheran Communities right here on Faith and Family on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.
Concordia University, Mequon, Wisconsin, overlooks the beautiful shoreline of Lake Michigan. This serene main campus of CUW is just 15 miles north of Milwaukee, with all its vibrant cultural attractions. At Concordia University, Wisconsin, students living by the motto of inspiration in action can choose from 69 undergraduate majors, 14 master degree programs, and doctorates in pharmacy, physical therapy, and nursing practice. For more information or to take a virtual tour, visit cuw.edu.
This is Life Issues with Brad Mattis, Executive Director of Life Issues Institute.
Barack Obama nominated the first non-Christian to serve as ambassador at large for international religious freedom. Rabbi Saperstein is a longtime activist for many things contrary to Scripture, like abortion on demand, homosexual marriage, and partial birth abortion. Most alarming is that he's the guy who's supposed to advocate religious freedom, yet he opposes the Supreme Court's Hobby Lobby decision allowing their religious freedom. This man, who's often referred to as Obama's rabbi, called the court's ruling troubling and a significant obstacle to women's equality and health. This latest effort by the most pro-abortion president in our nation's history is another in a very long list of radical activist power plays to oppose religious freedom.
Check out Life Issues on Facebook and stay more informed than you've ever been.
Have you ever missed a live broadcast of one of your favorite KFUO programs? Well, let me propose a convenient solution for you. Visit the KFUO website, kfuo.org, and download your favorite program by way of podcast to your iPhone or other smart device. It's easy, it's simple, it's convenient, and you'll never miss another program. KFUO, the official voice of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, is the messenger of good news by way of radio, web, and podcast.
Finding just the right partner is a blessing when it comes to achieving God's plans. Hi, I'm Rich Robertson, President and CEO of the Lutheran Church Extension Fund. Before taking this position, I worked with LCEF and my home congregation. It was a joy to find a true Lutheran partner that understood our unique needs as we built a school and welcomed new families into our church and community. I hope you experience that joy too. Visit lcef.org to find out how your ministry can become empowered in its kingdom work.
Have you ever thought about becoming a worldwide KFUO Day sponsor? There are plenty of reasons to do so. Perhaps a birthday, an anniversary, celebration of a baptism, confirmation, graduation, any event. It's easy. Just call Mary or Joni at 1-800-844-0524. That's 800-844-0524 and become a worldwide KFUO Day sponsor today.
Suddenly we see the very lengths and depths that Jesus will go for people in need. He enters into the degradation of our world, and in spite of its sin, he isn't thwarted by our brokenness or stymied by our walls of separation. He brings real blessing to those who trust in him.
Pastor Gregory Seltz, this week on The Lutheran Hour.
Sundays at 12:30 and 5 p.m. on Worldwide KFUO.
Welcome back to Faith and Family. I'm your host, Andy Bates. We are talking with our friends from Concordia University, Wisconsin, and Bethesda Lutheran Communities. Joining us by phone today, Dr. Michael Uden, Dean of the School of Education at Concordia University, Wisconsin, Dr. Wanda Rotier, Assistant Professor of Education and Director of Graduate Special Education Programs at Concordia University, Wisconsin, and the Reverend Dr. Jacob A.O. Preuss, Executive Vice President of Mission Advancement and Religious Life at Bethesda Lutheran Communities. We're discussing the Bethesda College of Applied Learning, which is beginning this year. Is that correct, Dr. Preuss?
Yeah, that's correct. In fact, it's beginning next week.
Next week? Yeah,
with students come to campus, and things at the university are really gearing up, and we're excited and almost ready to go.
Well, I'd like to talk about the whole experience for students in the Bethesda College of Applied Learning, from admission to the campus life and day-to-day programs. Who would like to start? Who would like to speak to that first, the admission process, and go from there?
Well, I can begin, and I'll share that opportunity with my colleague, Dr. Rotier. Those details, Andy, were really such a significant part of the conversations in the last year, and especially the last 6 months. Admittedly, it's a very different endeavor than that in which Concordia has been engaged for more than 100 years. And so we wanted to make sure we were doing it in a way that would best meet the needs of this important group and give them a really seamless experience from application to admission to acceptance. But also one that would ensure that we were equipped from the programming standpoint to meet their needs quite fully. And so I'll invite Dr. Rotier to talk about how the admission process was very similar in some ways and also somewhat distinctive for the Bethesda College of Applied Learning.
Thank you, Dr. Uden. We started the application process probably in the middle of the summer, and we had community contact, some parents and some transition coordinators from the community helping to spread the word. We also sent out notices throughout the state to departments of special education within school districts and used our contacts to spread the word to get applicants. There was an application, a Bethesda College application, that needed to be filled out. We needed the records from their high school, their transcripts, their special ed records, lots of things that are very similar to the regular Concordia application process. But we also needed some of the special education, like the IEP document, for example, to provide more background as to how we could meet the students' needs. Then one of the unique things about our application process is the director of Bethesda College here at Concordia, Carol Burns, and I, plus a team from Concordia and the community, we sat down and we interviewed the students and the parents. And this provided an opportunity for the parent and the student to ask questions. It gave us an opportunity to gain more information about the goals of the student and the family, and just to have a conversation that really gave us a lot of information and gave them a lot of information as well. And from that, we gathered all the information we had and then made our admissions decisions.
And then once a student is admitted, what does the day-to-day look like? Do they live on campus? I think, Dr. Uden, you mentioned earlier that they'll be living in the dorm. Tell us about that move-in day, and what is campus life, what's dorm life going to be like for students at Bethesda College?
Sure. Well, one of the primary goals in this endeavor from the onset was to create, as Dr. Preuss had said, an experience that would really parallel the traditional college experience. And without question, one of the hallmarks of that experience for most students is a residential dorm life experience. And so we really wanted to make sure that students, as part of the Bethesda College for Applied Learning, had that opportunity. They will very much live in a traditional dorm room. Now, I have to acknowledge that the Concordia Dormitory of 2014 is radically more luxurious and spacious than the Concordia Dormitory I inhabited quite some time ago. And so students today are enjoying, in many cases, a private bedroom suite and then a shared bathroom and a shared living room space, Wi-Fi access, beautiful views of the campus in Lake Michigan. And these students, this pilot of students from Bethesda College, will very much have that same opportunity. They will move in and bring their collection of physical possessions and hopes and dreams into their dormitory, and they will have a dedicated resident assistant. We are equipped in this first year to welcome 4 female students and 4 male students. And each of those groups of students will have a dedicated resident assistant who will have been trained by the university in all of the protocol and procedures of the resident assistant role, and then also receive additional training by Bethesda on the unique living needs of the students with whom they will be entrusted.
In addition, if I could jump in.
Sure.
The day-to-day schedule is quite robust. The Bethesda College students will spend 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, at their internship the first semester and on campus, second semester an internship off campus, and in the second year a job. So 3 days a week they will be at their internship or job, and then 2 days a week, Tuesday and Thursday, they start the day in an intro to lifetime fitness class with regular Concordia students, and then they take LA 105, which is like an intro to college course with regular Concordia students, and then they have their 4 core Bethesda classes, which include academics, adult living skills, campus and community life, and career preparation. So it's a full day. It's starts at 8:30 in the morning, and classes and or internship go until about 5:30 in the evening, and so they will get the same mix that our regular Concordia students get.
Life in the dorm, life in the dining hall, in the classroom as well. They'll be studying side by side with all the other Concordia students.
Yes, they will.
You mentioned internships. First semester, they have an internship on campus. Is that correct?
Yes.
What are some of the opportunities that might be available to students for internships? Will they be working in various departments on campus?
Yes, they will. And we have yet to pin that down precisely, but there are many departments on campus throughout every single school and every single department who said, yeah, we have a place for Bethesda College students. So the food service, the bookstore, the business office, the school, different schools and offices, the athletic departments, there's all kinds of opportunities available to these Bethesda College students.
Looking at this from the perspective as a professor in special education, how will this benefit students who are studying at Concordia University to work in that field as a teacher in special education? How will this benefit those students who are in education programs at Concordia University, Wisconsin?
Well, that's a very good question, and one that we in the special ed department have been preparing to answer for the last couple years. Last year, as Dr. Hensel and I were the last 2 years as we were exploring other programs. We took a couple of our classes down to Shepherd's College, which is south of Milwaukee here in Wisconsin, and it's a program that's a little more self-contained than our program, but it's an outstanding program. And we surveyed our students after that experience, and all of our special ed students said, why don't we have this program here? And we should have been doing this for a long time. So the student ideas for this kind of a program are just in such support of this. And they made comments that in order to learn how to teach students with disabilities, they have to interact with them on a different level as opposed to being a teacher-student. And our Concordia students felt like if they could have friends who had disabilities and hang out in the dorm and go to the dining hall, go to the hockey game or whatever, that they would be able to have such a greater understanding of students and become better teachers. We'll also have some of our students serve as student instructors assisting the faculty in teaching Bethesda College courses. Dr. Uden mentioned the RA in the suite of Bethesda students in the dorm. We'll also have interdisciplinary opportunities, as has been mentioned, with the physical therapists, occupational therapists, some nursing students, and others from around campus interacting with our students. It's so much more real when a Concordia student can form a relationship and a friendship with a real person as opposed to reading a case study from a page. And not that we are going to take advantage of these Bethesda College students, but they are some of the best teachers around because most of these students have been in special ed since birth. And so they can tell you what works, what doesn't work, and they are not afraid to speak up and tell our students or our professors, myself included, that no, we don't do it that way. This works better.
What a great learning experience for everyone involved, for the Bethesda students, for the Concordia students, in various programs, as you mentioned, not just those who are studying special education, but also in other disciplines as well. You mentioned physical therapist, occupational therapy. Some of those programs will have an opportunity to work directly with the students. Is that correct?
That is correct. In fact, that was one of the most exciting components of this proposal when I first shared it with my colleagues, the deans of the other schools. Those fields, those professional fields, are equipping young people to work with a population that often includes individuals with disabilities. And as they have those experiences of developing vocational strategies or developing independent living skills, we thought that it would be a marvelous benefit if the students in those programs could, as Dr. Rotier had just indicated, have the opportunity in their undergraduate experience to work directly in relationships and also in practical applications within their program. So without question, while the School of Education may have been one of the first groups at the table in this conversation, we are now joined by deans and faculty from across the university, all of whom are excited to see what this will bring in terms of our own knowledge and benefits and how we can better serve our community.
How does this then set Concordia University, Wisconsin, apart from other institutions with similar programs, with physical therapist program, occupational therapist, special education? How does this set Concordia apart from those other programs?
I often joke that Concordia, despite its growth over the last couple of decades in particular, is still very much a small school mentality place. And so one of the joys that I have in my work are the interactions that I have with colleagues across disciplines. And this would really be a fine example of that. Dr. Rotier and the others in the special education program housed within the School of Education have in the last year engaged in a new project that involves cross-disciplinary conversations so that our education students preparing for the special education classroom are involved in case analysis and simulation and meetings that would very much parallel what they would do with occupational and physical therapists and other health professionals in the field. And now, to add this dynamic of this program and the students that it will serve, we have an even better way to collaborate in real life, real time, building the skills that they will very much bring into their individual practices. I think the inclusion of Bethesda in that conversation gives us a very distinct advantage and difference compared to other post-secondary programs. And I cannot say enough how grateful we are to the entire group from Bethesda under Dr. Preuss's leadership and initiative to bring this into fruition, because I think it's a very distinctive model in higher education to serve the needs of this special population, but very much through a Christian lens and a Christian worldview mindset.
Dr. Rotier, hearing about this collaboration and an interdisciplinary approach, how important is this collaboration? How valuable is this collaboration to the Bethesda students?
It's extremely important to have seamless services and seamless interactions on campus. Students who are admitted to Bethesda College often have characteristics that would make a college campus overwhelming. There's a lot of change, there's a lot of students on campus, and the opportunity to have this relationship with students across disciplines on campus is invaluable to both the Bethesda College students and the Concordia students. And it provides an opportunity for both groups to interact, to learn from each other, from a real situation as opposed to reading about it in a textbook or from a journal article.
So with the semester, the next term beginning right around the corner, just next week, and being prepared for eight students, is there still time for someone to go through the admission process, or would that need to happen for the following term?
Well, we have our four women, so our opportunities for female students are closed. We have two male students. We would like to have four male students, so we do have openings for two male students. So that is the only slot that is available at this point in time. And it is not too late. They can contact us here at Concordia.
And how could someone find out more about the Bethesda College of Applied Learning? Would they do that on the Concordia website or the Bethesda Lutheran Communities website? Or where would they find information on that?
I know that on the Concordia homepage, it's CUW.edu. In the upper right-hand corner, there was a banner article announcing Bethesda College, and that would probably be the best place for someone to start.
And with every college admission process, the question that every student has and every parent probably has is there, how do we approach the financial situation? How do we pay for tuition? I'm gathering that there will be tuition for this program. And if so, is there financial aid available? What are the opportunities for financial aid for the Bethesda College of Applied Learning?
This program is not a degree program. It's a two-year certificate program. And it is not an accredited program from the federal perspective. Mm-hmm. Therefore, traditional federal financial aid is not available for students in Bethesda College. That said, there may be private funding sources from bank loans and that sort of thing. I've been informed that if someone has a 529 program, that the funds in that may be applicable to this because 529s do not require a degree program. It just requires post-secondary education, which Bethesda College is. In addition, and this is extremely important, the families need to look at their state and federal resources available to their students as a student with a disability. For example, here in Wisconsin, we have the Department of Vocational Rehabilitation that provides funding for students with disabilities for employment training. So the employment part of Bethesda College may be able to be funded by DVR here in the state. There's also other agencies who cover the residential fees of a student with a disability, and so the residential part may be funded through agencies or states. So the families need to look at that on an individual basis, and we work with families to try to get through the maze of documents and processes if they are not already enrolled with their students.
Dr. Preuss, with the first term right around the corner here, what are your thoughts with next week beginning? What are you most joyful about or anticipating? What are you a bit nervous about with the term beginning right around the corner?
Well, I'm very joyful. I'm very enthusiastic about this program. For me and for us here at Bethesda, it's the culmination of years of talking and thinking and planning and years of aspiration, and to see this becoming a reality. And for me, to say the words "next week we begin" is really an incredible dream come true. So I'm very excited and enthusiastic. I'm also really nervous. just to reiterate what Wanda was saying, it is not too late. And if there's hearers out there who want to inquire about the program, we urge you to do so. We are limited in seats and space, but there's always next year. We encourage you to make inquiries. We've never done this before. We have crafted, for example, a protocol agreement between our two organizations. It's something that neither one of us has ever done before. There weren't any, that we're aware of, any templates or clear procedures and processes for forming this kind of a partnership. And so it's something new. I'm very heartened to say that we're working with some outstanding partners, and I really appreciate what Dr. Uden was saying the reception of this project among the faculty at large, and I'm very encouraged by that. It is a partnership based on a great deal of shared interest, common interest, and goodwill, so we're not sure what's going to happen. I feel a little bit like some of the parents that are going to be coming and dropping their kids off at college next week, excited but really nervous, and the kids are not nervous, they're excited, but their parents are wondering how will they do, and will they be able to navigate this, and I feel a little bit like that. Very, very excited and also a little bit nervous.
Dropping the kids off at college and all anxious all over again.
Yeah, for those freshman parents, right.
Dr. Rotier, what are you looking forward to in the coming weeks? And do you have any anxieties as well?
Well, yes, there's good things and there's some worries, but nothing insurmountable at all, and the worries are not negative at all. Welcoming this first class of Bethesda College is extremely exciting. It's also very humbling because the parents are entrusting us with their children. And I can't wait until the students arrive on campus and to see what they teach all of us here at Concordia.
Dr. Uden?
I can echo the sentiments of my colleagues. You know, the theme for Concordia, Wisconsin this year is hope in God's faithfulness. And I just continue to hear those verses from Lamentations as we think about what this is going to bring to us as a community. I have no doubt we're going to learn some lessons in this pilot, and there'll be some things we won't have anticipated, although I'm very confident that the team that has been entrusted with developing this plan has been most thorough and really represents a phenomenal collection of expertise and wisdom. But I'm excited to look forward and to realize what God is going to do through the very students who are part of this inaugural class, and then looking down the road, how God will be able to use the lessons learned from this pilot to benefit not only future classes here at Concordia, Wisconsin, but if according to his will, to expand this to other Concordias throughout our system. It would be a wonderful dream, and I know it's one that Bethesda shares, that we could have this kind of program at many of our Concordias so that regionally, families who are seeking this kind of post-secondary option would have a viable, faith-based resource very close to their home.
You brought up a good point, Dr. Uden, that we've talked about that the students, the Bethesda students will be integrated in a part of the Concordia community in all aspects with dorm life and in the classroom. And I gather in the spiritual life aspects of the Concordia experience as well, too, correct?
Most certainly. That was actually one of the key hallmarks of the proposal for all of the stakeholders.
And so they'll get to experience, I gather, chapel and Bible study and fellowship opportunities as well, just like all the other students there at Concordia.
Yes, and we're excited for their participation and also to learn with them how to expand the styles of those offerings as well.
Dr. Preuss, we've mentioned a couple of times the hopes of bringing this program out, using this as a pilot and learning from this experience and hopes of bringing this to other Concordias. If you had everything you wanted, where would this program go?
Well, I think it is the kind of program that, as Dr. Uden said earlier, this really fits with the mission of Concordia, Wisconsin, but also all the other Concordias, places where higher education is carried out in an excellent but also faithful context, and the attitude of service, servanthood, that is an important dimension of the life and the environment of all of these campuses, I think, make them the kinds of places that would be, and in fact, I know in many cases, are very open to opening this kind of a program. I myself have been in contact with four of the other Concordias, and they're at various levels of interest, but all of them very positive. And I have to say, and this makes me just a little nervous as well, but also happy, they're watching us. They have said they want to see what happens at Wisconsin.
Sure.
And see how it works. And I'm certain that with a good pilot experience, which I'm sure we will have, the doors are going to open at other Concordias. And I have an even bigger vision. I probably shouldn't share this, but I'm kind of a big picture guy. Why not every Lutheran University campus in North America? There's 36 or 7 of them. Why not?
Mm-hmm.
But let's take one at a time, and we'll focus on what's going to happen here next week and next semester and this coming academic year. With God's blessing, I can really see this being a huge game changer and could become something that sets not only Concordia, Wisconsin, but the Concordia University system apart from the other universities.
We've been talking with the Reverend Dr. Jack Preuss, Executive Vice President of Mission Advancement and Religious Life at Bethesda Lutheran Communities. Dr. Preuss, thanks for being our guest today on Faith and Family.
Thank you very much. My pleasure.
Also, Dr. Michael Uden, Dean of the School of Education at Concordia University, Wisconsin. Dr. Uden, thanks for being our guest today.
Thank you for helping us spread this exciting message.
My pleasure. And Dr. Wanda Rotier, Assistant Professor of Education, Director of Graduate Special Education Programs at Concordia University, Wisconsin. Dr. Rotier, thanks for being our guest.
Thank you so much for having us.
You bet. God's blessings on a new year, the first year for Bethesda College of Applied Learning at Concordia University, Wisconsin. Coming up next, Thy Strong Word on listener-supported worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.
Listen to Faith and Family Monday through Friday at this time. Faith and Family is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is needed for Faith and Family to continue. Our address is 1333 South Kirkwood Road, St. Louis, Missouri, 63122. You can contact us on the web and download Faith and Family at KFUO.org. Worldwide KFUO, on the air, online, and on demand.